Being a single woman in a two-story house had left her with a lot of space to fill, so she'd modified one of the upstairs bedrooms into an exercise room. On her first day of working out, she'd realized she made a mistake. She'd noticed the closet door was open an inch. Then, as if realizing she was looking, it shut. Savannah had gotten up from her yoga mat and rushed across the room and flung open the door. When she looked inside, all she saw was the old and craggy doll, a porcelain body with a missing eye and nappy curls for hair. "Hell no," she'd muttered and slammed the door. She'd been so spooked by the incident she'd called the sheriff. He'd been kind and patient with her, even going so far as to search the house. He found nothing out of the ordinary, of course. No doll. No signs one had ever been there at all. She'd chalked it up to too much exercise and dehydration. A few weeks went by before she saw it in the closet again. On its stomach, as if somebody had simply walked off without it. Again, she'd run to phone the sheriff. And when he showed up, the doll was gone. Still, he was patient and kind about it all. She saw it a few more times. Each time she saw it, she told herself to go grab it. But the thought of actually touching the thing terrified her. Plus, she was afraid if she tried to pick it up, her fingers would just pass right through it as if it were a hologram or something. A ghost toy. The fear it might even bite her hand couldn't be ignored. One night, after having enough of the doll, the sounds, and the unwelcome sobbing, she began to shout at the house, asking it what it wanted from her. She wasn't shocked that it didn't answer, but what was shocking was hearing the door slamming. No surprise which room it had come from. That was the first night she stayed in a hotel. And when she decided to find out some information about the house she was renting. What she learned, she wished she never knew. Should have left it alone. Talking to the landlord had been no help. Though he seemed to be a kind old man, there was something about him that made her feel as if he were trying to imagine how she looked underneath her clothes. Sometimes, by the way he smiled at her, she wondered if he already knew. Savannah sighed, then she looked around. What the? She was sitting inside her car, the engine idling, and parked in her usual spot behind the house. She wasn't sure how long she'd been here, because she'd been so lost in thought she hadn't even noticed she was no longer driving. I really need to get some sleep. Laughing softly, Savannah unfastened her seatbelt and let it slide back over her shoulder. Reaching for the keys, she glanced through the windshield at the house that came with four bedrooms and more land than she'd ever known for a bargain price, and frowned. The back door light was on, spreading a crescent of luminosity at the back corner of the house. Bugs flittered and tapped against the bulb. Another army of moths clung to the screen of the storm door. Though she'd have to fight her way through the insect brigade to get inside, that wasn't the issue. An upstairs window glowed with light.